Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me when I get older? How do I take care of my mom or my dad or myself? How do I make sense out of what appears to be senseless? How do I navigate a road that's filled with potholes and detours and road signs that are broken and bad directions and all of the other things that happen to us as we get older? Glad to have you with us. I'm going to tell you a story in a little bit. I hope you'll enjoy the story. Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, right here on KFBK for 19 years. Remember a couple things I have to tell you, because people get very angry when I don't say this stuff. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. Yes, I can do that. Nobody knows that such a license exists. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only and is not intended to be any form of legal or other advice. No financial advice, no tax advice. It's my opinion only. Glad to have you with us. Lots of ways to get information on this subject. One is just call me. My phone number is 800. You should write this down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You can also go to my website. My website is assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging. Assetsandaging.com. When you go to my website, you can look at videos, you can get information, you can listen to podcasts, you can read my blog, you can get my radio shows, you can just get a ton of information. You can find out when my next workshop is. It's in October. I can't remember the date. I think it's October the 7th, but don't hold me to that. It is the 7th. Lots of information is available if you want to look for it, if planning and dealing with the issues of long-term care are of concern to you and your family, then you have reached the single best source for information around on this subject. Yeah, there's lots of other people doing this. Everybody and his uncle is doing this. But I've been doing this for almost 30 years now in Sacramento. So lots of places to get information. Again, you can call me. You can go to assetsandaging.com. You can listen to past podcasts, blogs, radio shows, videos, and get information on this. If it's important to your family, it's important to me. And at the end of the day, this has to be important to families. This stuff is never done in a vacuum. It's done because families are in crisis. Families are in pain. Families are going broke. And on and on and on. Long-term care is the story of families. It's the story of mom and dad, or grandma and grandpa, or my beloved aunt, or my spouse, or whoever it is. It's the story of children who wind up taking care of a parent or a grandparent. It's ultimately a story about families. Rules and regulations and finance and all of those kinds of things come into it. But at the end of the day, it's the story of families. And I'm going to start out the show today, and I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to tell you a story. And the story is a simple one, but it's long, kind of involved, but I'd like you to follow along. Because at the end of the day, it's a story about me and your family. It's about people who do what I do, who really care about this, and there are some, and your family. I want to spend some time talking about why I do what I do. I talk a lot about rules and regulations and trends and newspaper articles and dementia and all of the things that impact families as we get older. But I want to spend a little bit of time talking about why I do what I do. I think it's important for people to understand. Lots of people hear my radio show, and they come to see me, and they go to a workshop, and they do whatever. But I want to talk about why I do what I do. My story didn't start in a log cabin in Illinois. It started a long time ago. And it started because I was selling long-term care insurance when it first came out. One of the first companies, believe it or not, that had a long-term care insurance policy was American Express. It was a long time ago, folks. They're not in the business anymore. But they kind of started it, and they had a long-term care policy that was nursing homes only. It didn't cover assisted living, it didn't cover home care, and it didn't cover diseases of non-organic origin, which meant it didn't cover dementia or Alzheimer's. But if you had a stroke or a heart attack or whatever, or you were in kidney failure, or you had cancer or whatever, and you went to a nursing home, it would help pay the nursing home bill. Now understand, when I started doing this, nursing homes were $1,500 a month. That was a long time ago. In the 25 years or so that I've been doing this, the why of what I do has changed a lot, but not the central point of the why. Because in the very beginning, it started out with families dealing with family issues. And so an interesting thing began to happen as my clients began to actually go in nursing homes, and we were trying to get the long-term care policies in force and helping them to pay, this thing called Medi-Cal kept coming up. And Medi-Cal was like a big, deep, dark secret. Well, I was raised in a TV shop. My dad had a TV shop. I grew up fixing TVs and radios and phonographs and running service calls at a very early age. This was in the age of tubes. Now, for those of you young, you don't know what a tube is. This was also in the age of black and white TV only. In fact, at the time, my dad worked for a big manufacturer. And we were one of the first people ever to have a TV. In fact, we had a TV in Phoenix before the TV station worked. We were one of the first families ever, because my dad worked for RCA, that we had a color TV when color TV was terrible. But I grew up in a TV shop. And as a result of growing up in a TV shop and fixing TVs and doing all of that kind of stuff, I always wanted to know why things worked. How does a TV work? How does a radio work? How does a big, tall iron, tower sitting off on a mountain somewhere wind up with a picture in my house? Or a radio program playing, Elvis Presley on my radio? By the way, I'm old enough to have remembered that there was only AM radio, and then there was 8-tracks. I wanted to know why things worked. I still want to know why things work. I wanted to know why plumbing worked and how electricity worked. And I had a ham radio receiver that I built. And I wanted to know why things worked. I still do. Well, all of a sudden, my clients, who I had sold long-term care insurance to, started going in nursing homes, and this thing called Medi-Cal kept coming up. And I thought, I'm not an unintelligent person. How hard can it be to find out what Medi-Cal is? Now, understand, back when I started doing this, there were no computers, nothing computerized. You had to go down to the Medi-Cal office to find out about long-term care Medi-Cal. And when you got there, no one would talk to you because it was a big secret. Most counties only had, and back then the Medi-Cal manual was in 2 6-inch binders. Not making this up, folks. I kept them for nostalgic reasons until a few years ago, and they took up so much room on my office shelf, I threw them away. And if you were lucky, a county had one of those. The workers didn't have a Medi-Cal manual. They were very poorly trained. They were handling everything. And so when I go in and say, you know, my client's in a nursing home and there's this thing called Medi-Cal, what is it? Basically, I was escorted out the door because it was a big secret. It literally was. First of all, you couldn't do applications online. You couldn't do applications by phone. You had to go in and physically do it. And then they wanted to know, well, who are you? Why aren't you a family member? Well, no, you have to be a family member. The things that I was told that were true, 80% of them, in fact, weren't true. I didn't know that at the time. But remember, I like to know how things work. I come from a big Italian family. I like families. I understand family dynamics. I understand the black sheep. I understand that, you know, everybody has their own little quirks and foibles. But most of all, I was tenacious. And I wanted to know how this thing called Medi-Cal worked. And for the first several years that I did this, it was almost impossible. I'm sorry to say, probably people did not get Medi-Cal benefits because I couldn't get the answers that they wanted. And back then, it was no big secret that they didn't want you to have Medi-Cal benefits. They didn't want you to know what the rules were. The workers didn't know what the rules were. You couldn't go find the rules anywhere. Again, there's no computer, just a big black binder. Two of them. And I kept at it, and I kept at it, and I kept at it. A group started in Northern California that has since turned to the dark side, but back then was really concerned about helping seniors and helping people like myself find out about this thing called Medi-Cal. Most of it as a result of some of the founders of the organization had relatives that had gone into nursing homes, parents, and they couldn't find out. Nobody would tell them. You also need to understand that back in those days, in order to apply for Medi-Cal, you had to go in person, and then you had to go for a personal interview. So if you were applying for Medi-Cal back then in Grass Valley in Nevada County, you had to drive from Sacramento up to Grass Valley, or you had to drive to Fresno, or you had to drive to Stockton, and you had to set up an appointment to meet with an eligibility worker. You had to have a face-to-face interview. And hopefully you would bring everything along that you needed. Most of the workers didn't even know what they needed. They weren't bad people, folks, don't get me wrong. They just weren't trained. It wasn't done. It just was kind of a secret. Again, I like to know how things work, so I stayed tenacious because families needed to know. Today, families still need to know. It's why I'm still doing this over 25 years later, because at the end of the day, when I'm done, I have helped a family somewhere be better off. Trust me when I say there are lots of vested interests who don't want people like me telling families how they can protect what they have. There are lots and lots and lots of people and organizations who don't want you to know, just like it was 25, 30 years ago when I started. The state has gone dark again. You used to be able to call state workers, people actually at Medi-Cal, and find out answers. Or if a county didn't know the answer, you could call somebody at the state who knew if you were lucky enough to get their phone number. I'm pretty tenacious. And you could get their phone number, and then they would call the county, and that's all changed. In fact, the state no longer has any control over counties anymore. I've been in too many meetings where the state has simply said, we have no say anymore. Even though it's a state-run program, the counties run the show. So I would go to meetings with eligibility workers, some of them really, really bad, some of them pretty good. Some of them had a bias that they didn't think that middle-class people should be able to protect their homes. And I'm not making this up. We ran into it all the time. That middle-class people should be able to keep their homes. They felt like you should have to sell everything and impoverish yourself before you could get health care to which you were entitled. All you had to do was meet certain requirements to help pay for nursing homes. Now remember, when I started doing this, nursing homes were only $1,200, $1,500 to $2,000 a month, and people couldn't afford that. They just couldn't afford. It was a lot of money, folks. Imagine what's happening to families today who are facing these same roadblocks, the same bureaucratic and legislative malaise and disinterest, who are now spending $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month for care or more. But as I said, I'm tenacious. So I continued to build up knowledge, continued to go to meetings, continued to file for appeals. I got really good at filing for appeals and going to administrative law hearings. By the way, counties didn't like administrative law hearings. They didn't like it when somebody came in and challenged the worker as being wrong. In fact, they hated it. They did not like that people now could have representatives come and sit and argue on their behalf and argue from knowledge, not from a vacuum. And so I continued and I continued, and I began to surround myself with other people who cared about this. Really good people. Many of them have been on my radio shows over the years. Elder law attorneys who really care. And there aren't a lot of them, folks. There's a lot of them doing it. But people who really, really care about families and about protecting what families have worked a lifetime for. And over the years, I've been really, really lucky. I've had a lot of them on my radio show over the last 19 years. I've had other people who really, really care about seniors and families. Why I do this is because of families. And I'll talk more about that in the second half of the show. I want to share a couple stories with you. But we kept going and we kept going and we kept going and we kept filing for fair hearings. I'm actually the one that filed the Open Records Act that got regulations released to the public that the state was holding hostage. An attorney and I actually got some precedents set by filing lawsuits. And we did that all because we cared about the families who at the end of the day were suffering. Because, first of all, they're trying to deal with nursing homes, and they're trying to deal with illness, and they're trying to deal with angry family members, and they're trying to deal with guilt, and they're trying to deal with frustration, and they're trying to deal with a dad that doesn't understand, and a mom who's upset, and all of the things that happen in a family as things begin to deteriorate. As dad becomes more frail, or mom loses her mind, or grandma wanders down the street with only her bathrobe on, or whatever it is. And so I continued to be attentive and tenacious and wanting to know how things work. And why I do this is all born out of a frustration 25 years ago when we couldn't get answers to any of this stuff. We're luckier now. We have computers. We can look up regulations online. Proposed regulations are online. I can get on the state DHS mailing list, so when new regulations or new stuff is being proposed, I get emails. I've associated myself with wonderful people who have knowledge, who care, people in placement agencies, doctors, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, people, elder law attorneys who really care about this. I'm proud to say I probably know the best elder law attorneys, the really competent ones in the state of California. The other reason why I do this is to keep you away from people who do not necessarily have the family's best interest at heart. They have an agenda. They are the world. The long-term care business is full of Job's advisors, and Job's advisors. You all know the story of Job in the Old Testament. He had a lot of bad things. Job had three advisors. His three advisors had one thing in common: they always gave him bad or the wrong advice. So another reason why I do this is to continue to try to bring you what really happens, how Medi-Cal really works. In a couple weeks, I'm going to have a VA specialist on. In fact, there'll be one at my next workshop. It's important that I continue to do this, and I continue to do this radio show, and it's why I do it, so that families will be prepared and ready when this happens to them. It's because families are more important than anything. People say to me all the time, well, Bob, what does this cost? Well, what you really care about is money. You're not somebody I'm looking to help. I want people who are concerned about their family. I want people who are concerned about their mom or their dad or their grandma or their grandpa, not their inheritance. If there's an inheritance, great. But I do this, and it's why I do this, so that I can help guarantee that when mom or dad, or Grammy, or Grampy, or whoever it is, my spouse, my husband, my Aunt Tilly, needs help, that together as a family, we can make sure they get the best level of care possible, the least restrictive level of care possible, that we have wisely chosen who's going to make all the decisions in the family, that together we have wisely chosen how we're going to manage the money and how this is going to pay for care at whatever level we choose, and that the family together can make these decisions. This is not about a plan. Usually there is no plan because this stuff just unfolds in front of us. It's making sure that as a family, together with me, we can make wise decisions that help that family protect that parent, protect that loved one, guide them through the last years of their life, make sure that there's adequate resources, make sure that the care is the best care possible, make sure that the family is together and united and pulling against the same yoke. You know, animals, and when they're pulling a wagon, have to all pull together or it doesn't work. So why I do this and why I've done this for 25 years is because of the reality of families facing the eventuality and in some cases the inevitable of somebody I love not being able to take care of themselves at the end of life. If you're that kind of a family, and you would like to make sure that those decisions are made wisely, then I'm your person and you should call me and get a hold of me, and together we can share in that process and that dream of making sure that your parents, your loved ones, are provided the best, most efficient care possible, and that the caregivers are picked wisely, the financing is picked wisely, and decisions are made wisely. If you want to join me in that, then give me a call, and together we can work together as a family to achieve what you want to achieve, what you've always wanted to achieve, and what every family deserves, which is peace of mind, good care, wise decisions. We're going to take a little break. I'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, and then I have a couple stories to tell you. So stick around. I'll be back in a second right here on Assets and Aging. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Who takes care of me? Who takes care of mom? How does a family cope with all of this stuff? How do we make wise decisions? How do we stay away from the pitfalls? How do we stay away from Job's advisors? How do we, you know, or how do we keep from running around like chickens with our heads cut off? How do we do all that stuff? Your family has within itself the ability to make these decisions. You just have to work together and be working for a common goal, which is to make that loved one, that frail loved one's life better. Welcome back. I'm Bob Scrivano, your host, talking about the issues of aging and long-term care and nursing homes and Medi-Cal for 19 years here on KFPK and doing this for more than 25. In the first half hour, I talked about why I do this. And you can go listen to that again. You can listen to this show on my website. You can, you know, it'll be there and you can listen to it again. Share it with somebody. I think it's important. I do this because families need me to do this. I do this because I like it. I do this because it's valuable. And I do this because at the end of the day, families are better off. I don't care what anybody says or anybody tells you or whatever. Families are better off. I'm going to tell you a story. And by the way, you can reach me a couple different ways. You can call me at 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. It's a ton of resources there, videos, radio shows, podcasts, blogs, workshops, my phone number, and you can sign up, you can send me an email, you can get on my email newsletter list, you can do all kinds of things there and get information. The key is, as a family, to together act on that information. Join me in the quest to make families better, to make sure that families receive the appropriate level of care, can pay for it, can retain choices, can get benefits that they don't even know or believe they can get. I want to tell you a story. And I hope you listen to the story. It's a true story. I have a client that was referred to me 9 years ago. More than that, probably. And that every now and then you'll hear me take a drink of something, folks. I'm sorry, but hay fever is killing me, and I'm thirsty. So pardon me if I take a little swig once in a while. It's actually homemade lemonade. How good is that? With our own lemons. So 8-9 years ago, somewhere there, he was referred to me by somebody else who worked at a hospital. And this person's spouse, his wife, was in the early stages of dementia. Don't care what it is. Doesn't matter if it's Alzheimer's or whatever you call it. It's still the same. It's dementia. And she got worse until the point where she actually had to go into a nursing home. He had some resources. He had a house. He had some resources. He had a small IRA. His wife was in a nursing home. I got her on Medi-Cal, and she was in a nursing home for 8 years. 8 years. Now, imagine your family with a loved one going away for 8 years. Imagine your family with a loved one who does not know where they are going away for 8 years. Now I want you to imagine the cost for 8 years. Just let that sink in for a minute. This is about telling stories today, and I'm telling stories. I told you my own to begin with, why I do what I do. I'm going to tell you a couple more stories. They're all true. They're not made up. They're not aggregates of something. So eventually, the spouse died. We were able to preserve all of the husband's assets for those 8 years, all of them. The house, some money. Why is that important? Let me tell you why it's important. It has nothing to do with heirs, has nothing to do with inheritance, it has nothing to do with the things you think you know. First of all, we have a suffering family trying to wade its way through a system that's almost not understandable. Do you know how many people I talk to, stockbrokers, insurance agents, attorneys, paralegals, hospital people, discharge planners, who have no idea how Medi-Cal works? They have no, because they'll start to tell me how it works. And I'll go, no, that's not true. So why was it important to preserve the assets? Because that the well spouse is still alive. So the well spouse needed the assets to live those 8 years so that the well spouse could take care of his wife, provide the best care possible, visit, make sure she had new pajamas, make sure that she was healthy, spend the time that they had together. Had we lost everything, we would have severely impaired the well spouse's ability to continue to function, to enjoy grandchildren and children, all the normal things that families get to do. Remember, this is all about families. And as long as I can, and as long as I'm able, I'm going to protect families. Guess what's happened? The spouse now has come in to visit with one of his relatives, and guess what? Let's see if you can guess. After 10 years, 8 years with a spouse in a nursing home, guess what's happening to the well spouse now? I told you I was going to take a little drink because I've got a rough throat. The well spouse now has dementia. And there's a very good chance that the well spouse will wind up needing care. Now, do you think it was important to preserve those assets all those years? Or do you think it would have been a good idea for the family to ignore and just hope it all worked out and have lost everything? Have lost everything. What do you think this husband and wife and their family worked together for all of those years? They worked hard. Dad went to work, mom went to work, they raised a family, they worked hard. And nobody deserves to lose everything. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any do-gooder says. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody deserves to lose everything just because at the end of life they had the wrong disease. 8 years in a nursing home. I'm going to tell you another story. This one is of a son. And by the way, all of these stories, I can repeat stories from 25 years for the next 6 months, folks. But I'm just going to try to give you some. Let me give you another story that's also true. And it's about a family. It's about dad died. Mom went on for a while, and then mom needed care in a nursing home. The son could not take care of mom. Well, didn't he love her? He loves her like crazy. Just reached the point where couldn't take care of him. Just couldn't take care of him. Could take care of her. So he went and got some advice, and he was told there was nothing he could do because mom owned a house, and mom had a little bit of money, and so he was going to have to spend everything down. He had no choice. So because he chose to listen to Job's advisors and what he read on the internet and what somebody else said, he spent $200,000 paying for mom's care until there was almost none left. Then somebody told him about me. I have now been able to preserve what mom and dad worked a lifetime for, make sure that she has the best level care, and made sure that the son can provide for her, can give her extra care, and that the money they worked a really long time for, they had the audacity to be middle class, is preserved. That family is better off. That family has been helped because they sought advice, because they chose to act together. They chose to join me in my quest to protect families, and as a result, they are. I want to tell you another story. All of these are true. Mom and Dad live in a little house. It's not in a very good neighborhood, and it's wooden, and they live there, and they both have dementia. One of them worse than the other. And the children are trying desperately to take care of them because they want to stay at home. And they've been told by a lot of people, hospitals, doctors, attorneys, they've been a financial advisor, they've been told there's nothing they can do. And so the children are trying to take care of them 24 hours a day, managing shifts, coming over on the weekends, spending the night there. One of them had to quit their job because they were told, as a family, there was nothing they could do. As a family, they were referred to me. And as a family, we got together. And as a family, we made sure that mom and dad got the care that they needed. Dad was a veteran, so we got some veterans benefits. One of the parents eventually needed a nursing home, so we were able to take care of that with Medi-Cal. And the the least disabled of the two spouses is now living in an assisted living facility, taken care of. The other spouse is taken care of in a nursing home. The family are able to come and visit, make sure their lives are good, take care of them, and preserve what mom and dad have so that together as a family, they were able to pick the best levels of care, the best forms of care, despite having been told over and over and over and over and over and over again that there was nothing they could do. And so the family, trying to do the best they can, was given no hope. Are you in a situation where you're facing something similar and you've been told there's no hope, that there's nothing you can do? Have you been told that your mom and dad have a house, or they have too much money, or their income's too high, they don't qualify, they're not ill enough, they can't, whatever? How many of you have been confronted with advice that, rather than trying to be helpful to the family, is negative to the family? How many of you have been told you should just give it all away? I cannot tell you what bad advice that is. How many of you have struggled and struggled and struggled with a family member who's disabled or frail, and you just don't know what to do anymore? Well, I'm here to tell you that's why this show exists. It's why I exist. It's why I do what I do, and why the people around me that I've come to trust do what they do. Because I can make that situation better. May not be able to make it perfect, may not be able to solve everything, but I can make it better. And if I can't, I know people who can. I want to tell you about another family. Do you know how many of these I can do, folks? Do you know how many families in 25 years have been helped? Do you know how many families have saved everything? Do you know how many families have preserved a legacy for? I'm going to give you one more. I have a client. I've not had a client who needed care, and it was really important to that client because they had been told there was nothing they can do, and that client needed a nursing home, and they were looking at $10,000 a month for the nursing home, and they kind of had enough money to pay the $10,000 for a while. They would eventually run out of money, but they kind of had enough money to do that. But there was another issue that some of you are facing. They had an adult disabled child. An adult disabled child. Now, who had been the caregiver of that adult disabled child all their life? The parents. The parents were now not able to take care of themselves. So who was going to take care of that child? That money, the house that the child lived in, was the parents' house. They had been told they were going to have to lose the house. They had been told they were going to have to lose all the money. They had been told there was no hope. What I bring to the table is always hope. Real hope. Hope with an answer. Not empty hope. We're just hoping it all gets better. But to let you know that you have alternatives, and that together we can find them. So guess what happened? We got the nursing home care that the ill parent needed. We preserved all the assets. We made sure that the ill adult child had a place to live and money to live on. We made sure that when the parent died, that the inheritance did not make the ill child ineligible for government benefits. And we were able to do all that. I was able to do all that, and the people that I know and trust who can help with that stuff, after they had been told over and over and over again there was nothing they could do, because in order to get help in a nursing home, you had to spend it all down. Now, I can tell you variations on all those stories. Until the cows come home. I don't know when the cows come home, at feeding time, I guess. A lot of old saying, it's like, where did that come from? Because in 25 years of doing this, I have helped thousands of families. It's why I do what I do, because at the end of the day, I love helping families. If you're a family that cares about this, if you're a family that pulls together and wants to make sure that mom or dad or Grammy or Grampy is able to be provided for, taken care of, in the best level of care, the appropriate level of care possible, then we should be talking. This is, at the end of the day, all about families. It's about families together figuring out what they can do. I've told you why I do what I can do. What I can do is make sure that that family is better off, that what they've worked a lifetime for is preserved. So when mom or dad or Grammy or Grampy or Aunt Beatrice or whoever it is need care, that a legacy has been preserved to take care of them and take care of the family moving forward. I do what I do because it's helpful to families. And I know what to do. I know how to make it work and what to do. It's the same thing I talked about in the first half hour of wanting to know why a TV works. This is the same thing. I do this because it's important and because I love families and I think families come first. I know how to do it. I know how to make sure that everything is done for the benefit of the family, not for government agencies, not for people who put spokes in the stick, sticks in the spoke, not for anything else. And I know what to do. And if I don't know what to do, I know people who do know what to do. So how do you begin to make a difference in your family's life? Well, first say, it's time. We want to join this party. We want to make sure that our family is ready when the day comes. We want to make sure that our family is prepared. We want to make sure that our family is acting in a wise way. If that's your family, then I can help. If that's your family, then I know how to do it and what to do. If you want to join me on that trip, together we can find answers. It's not rocket science, it's harder. Because science is absolute. Families are families. you all belong to a family. You all know about crazy Uncle Fred or weird Aunt Janine or whoever it is. Families are not rocket science. They're harder, they're softer, they're more vulnerable, they're more tender, they're more loving. And at the end of the day, together, families can solve all of this. Sit down with your family. Make the decision that together you want to join me in this journey of making sure that we've done the right steps, we've done them wisely, and we've done them together. You can do that by making a phone call. It's Sacramento, but it's a toll-free number. So, you know, it's not as big a deal. Toll-free isn't a big deal anymore, but I've had the number for 30 years, so I keep using it because I've got it memorized, and as I get older, things that I've already memorized are good. So you can call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. And say, we need to sit down and together figure all of this out. We need to be wise about this. We know why you do it, Bob. We now want to learn the how and the what. It's knowable. It's learnable. It's doable. So you can start by just making a phone call. 800-999-8007. Arrange to come in and see me. If you're local and somebody can't get out, like mom's in a wheelchair or dad's bedridden, within reason, I'll come to you. and we will sit down and we will reason together. And we'll figure out where you are and what you want and what's best and how we're going to do it and what we're going to do. You know why I do what I do. I talked about that in the first half hour. We're going to help you figure out, I'm going to help you figure out how to do it and what to do to arrive at where you want to be as a family. I hope you're willing to join me. I've helped hundreds and thousands of hundreds and thousands of families to be better off, to preserve a lifetime's work. Is it time for your family to join in that? So that at the end of life, you don't wind up losing everything because you chose to believe the naysayers or the people who said there's nothing you can do, or you read something on the internet, and as a result, life and time passed by, and pretty soon there was no turning back. 800-999-8007. Call it today. Leave me a message. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can send me an email. You can sign up for my newsletter or website or a workshop. You can call me. You can get in to see me. 800-999-8007. This is Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. I hope this is valuable to you. More than that, I hope you'll use the opportunity that you have to go down this path with me together, making sure that we've made wise decisions. We'll see you here again next week, right here on Assets and Aging. Bye-bye.